The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Remember a while ago we talked about what makes younger you makes you cringe now? It's not exactly the same as those core memories that are so embarrassing that if they pop into your head, you immediately just are back in that moment, whatever it might be from grade school or college or something from work in the past. This is going to be one for this person. From the at University of Houston subreddit, headline. To everyone in my 8:30 today, I was not masturbating.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
All right.
So I was sitting in the back row of my lecture, and I realized my fly was unzipped, and as I tried to pull it up before anyone saw me, my zipper then caught my boxers and wouldn't move no matter how hard I tugged. And I realized I was creating a commotion, and three girls were staring. I tried to indicate with my facial expression that I was trying to fix my pants. However, I think it made it worse because then they started whispering and more people began to stare. So eventually I just gave up and walked out of the room. When I came back, everyone kept giving me weird looks. I just want to clear the air and make sure everyone knows I was not masturbating in the back of the class. That seems like exactly what someone who was masturbating in the back of the class would say.
Yeah. I mean, how hard is it? I mean, as a guy, and probably a lot of women too, every now and then you look down and you're, oh man. And if that happens, you're in the back row, just pull your shirt over it or lean forward. No one's going to know your fly is unzipped, idiot. Relax.
Or if someone says something, don't just sit there and go, So, yeah, my fly's down and I was just trying to fix it. Now it's caught in there.
Yeah.
Where you're in the back of the class, that makes for a pretty easy exit to go to the bathroom and
where these
fix your downstairs situation.
More understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think was totally flogging it?
Probably. Do you think posting it on Reddit is an effective way to get that message out?
No.
Yeah, that's no.
Let me just hope everyone perfect. In this 100-person lecture is on the subreddit for this.
Yeah. That's perfect.
That sounds like a terrible idea. I think that I'm so confused as to why they felt like everybody was watching them, and then why they felt after everybody was watching them, it would then be a good idea to post it on Reddit so then everybody could then visually see the words you wrote to bring attention to it. I just feel like if you're really that embarrassed, you wouldn't call any attention to it at all.
I think that's absolutely true.
No, this is a person that likes to be the center of attention. Uh-huh. They're drawing attention to themselves every time they do anything. Because, yeah, a normal person would just let it go.
Did y'all ever have to tuck your shirts in at school? Was that like a rule for y'all?
It was the style.
Have to tuck our shirt? No. Oh, but we did. I mean.
Okay, so for guys, it was the rule that you had to have your shirt tucked in. And there were so many times when a teacher would tell a kid that in school, they'd unbutton their pants, not like drop them or anything, but intentionally go out of their way to have their pants nearly down in
like
class.
Just to
be a butt about it. And that used to crack me up. And anytime I see somebody with their fly unzipped, I'm not looking at them like, you over there getting handsy? I just think that you probably forgot to put your fly up.
Yeah, right. It happens.
Right. Because usually you don't just walk around with it open when you're like, well, I'm going to get to this later, you know.
Kind of just reminds me of in like elementary and middle school when, at least for women, you're still like, you don't have any curves to really fill out your pants or whatever. So you sit down and you get like that weird pant boner where it kind of bunches up at the zipper and you try to push it down and you're like, everybody can see this. Everybody's going to think I have a penis.
Oh, yeah.
I can say I never once looked at, because we were in the era of the large zipper, so that everybody had those. I never once thought, bet that girl's got one.
No, yeah. I never thought about it with girls at all. I only thought about myself looking down going, oh my God, everybody's going to think I'm turgid.
And I always liked it because I was, but I knew everyone would just think it was a pants bubble.
Oh, yeah.
That worked out great. You know, I could just tuck it right in there and oh, look, got a bubble. Just kidding. I wish I couldn't fill that bubble.
I'm so glad we didn't have Reddit when I was in college.
I'm glad I didn't have social media and cell phones with cameras.
I'm so glad.
Cameras would have been nice to have some moments captured, but I don't need all of everything forever.
There's a lot of things I'm glad that weren't captured.
We had worse when I was in college. It was called Yik Yak.
Yik-Yak.
And it was every so Yik Yak was basically like Reddit, where everybody signs up with a username.
Yeah.
And it's pretty anonymous, or as anonymous as you want it to be. And it only shows you, they called them yaks. They only showed you yaks in your area. So people could go on there and post anonymously, like that guy. You would see something like that on there.
Mm-hmm.
But only people in the area would see it.
Yeah.
And so the chances of him finding people in his class are a little bit more likely. But yeah, people would post on there in the middle of the night for hookups. And, oh, hey, come to this dorm hall. We're looking for a threesome. And
really?
Dang. Or people would just talk about wild stuff on there.
Yikin, yakin, and jackin.
And that's gone? Was that was an...
That's not a thing anymore.
This is an old person question. Was that an app?
Yes. Dang. Yeah, Yik Yak was a lawless place.
Man, I've never even heard of that.
I know. No, I feel so crappy about that.
There's a lot of things I don't know the ins and outs of, but I usually at least have heard of something. Yeah, I've never heard of that.
We had Blackberries, and you could log on to Facebook on the web. In college.
Oh, look at you go.
Yeah. I mean, right? I didn't have a BlackBerry. I wouldn't. No, not a chance.
We had mail.
Yeah.
Not E.
Not until the very end. Nice, but good luck finding somebody else who had one.
When I wanted to communicate with my friend at a different college, I wrote him a letter.
Yeah. I mean, when I first started, there were still, I mean, I had a dorm phone. That's what I didn't have a cell phone. And the dorm phone was so easy. Like, it was just a landline. And
right.
So I'd call my mom once a day to let her know I'm still alive.
Right.
And then she'd panic if I didn't. I was like showering and she tried to call me. And I loved that. And then I remember Facebook coming out and you could only log into it on a website. Obviously, we didn't have cell phones with apps or anything. And it was so nice, even that, because it was just, you just check it a couple times here and there.
Yeah.
And it wasn't nearly as.
It wasn't. They hadn't discovered how to make you doom scroll.
Yeah. We hadn't rewired our brains yet.
Sure got them now.
Now we feel like when our fly's unzipped, we got to go to Reddit and tell people it was just our fly down, I swear.
Yeah.
Right.
There's so many posts like that regularly where people are like, hey, you haven't heard from me in a while and here's why. And I'm like, dang, this is sad or this is crazy. And now you got two more paragraphs. I'm going to keep on scrolling. Like, I appreciate your updates, but if we're close like that, I probably got a phone call ahead or in my past where we talked about whatever you just posted.
Yeah.
I'm shocked how often people do that. And I go, I still don't care. Like, what you just posted is so boring. It's one thing if you go, hey, I haven't been around in a while. You know, my dog died. My dad died. And you go, wow, that's really sad. But like what Kelly was saying. But so often it's like, well, I haven't been here. I just figured I should check in. You know, like work's going good.
Okay.
Oh, like they're just checking in to make sure you're not worried about them? Yeah, I'm not worried about you.
Oh, boy, that is somebody who's real self-centered right there. Yep. Like, oh, you think everybody, the world's been waiting to find out what's going on with Jim. What's happening with Carol?
Oh, Jim.
What's going on?
Yik Yak is back, somebody says,
but not
near as crazy as it used to be.
Yeah. I saw one about myself one time.
I was going to ask you that.
Yeah, because I was wearing a romper one day and it was kind of a sweatpant material. So real moved around real easy. It's kind of flowy. I had my backpack on and I go to get in line at Panda Express and I go to reach for something in my backpack. And I felt like part of my butt cheek because the back of my shorts had like ridden up behind my back between my backpack and my back. So my ass cheeks were hanging out.
Oh no.
And so I think I did post it. I posted on Yik Yak and I was like, hey, sorry for flashing my ass on accident.
Wow.
What can you do? And then somebody replied to it and said, hey, you might be the person that this other post was about. And so then I found the other post where it was like, yeah, just saw this girl's whole ass in line at Panda Express.
Yeah, that might be you.
That might have been me.
I don't know. It's going around, man.
Yeah,
Panda Express, man. Everybody's showing the moon.
But at least, yeah, it's college. Everybody's a little slutty around then. It wasn't uncommon to see a girl's ass hanging out of her shorts, whether she did it on purpose or not.
Was yours low-key on purpose?
No. I was really embarrassed.
Dang, that's got to be that moment of realization where you're like, oh, that's a lot of skin where I normally wouldn't feel it. That's a mm-mm.
Yep.
Breezy in here.
Wouldn't care for that.
But see, part of me, I'm like, okay, I can understand maybe why that guy would feel like posting it, but he wasn't really apologizing. He was just saying I wasn't masturbating. Mine was more, hey, I'm sorry you saw my ass.
I'm not telling you you saw something you didn't see.
Yeah, you saw it. And I regret every minute of it.
Did you then keep checking back to that comment to see if people said positive things, like if your ass got any positive reviews?
No, but I kept checking back to it to see how many other people saw it.
Yeah.
To see if other people were like, oh, I was wondering if somebody was going to say something.
I was over at that big oak tree. Oh, I was by the stadium.
Yeah.
You find out that it had been like that
how
for an hour.
How long had it been? How long had it been like that?
Like there's a
all
whole,
over campus.
There's a map of sightings of phantom sophomore's butt.
Of your moon.